Hello, welcome to Wombats of Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats of Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Wombats of Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are especially interesting and good, and occasionally put in something different, like a recording I've made or a joke or a story. And I call those things wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have two full-blown wombats tonight and several songs that are close. We're going to start off with the King's Singers. And they are going to sing The Rose, a song that Bette Midler got a big hit out of. Beautiful words. If you listen closely to the words, there's kind of a message about life there. But the reason I'm putting this on, the King's Singers are a British a cappella vocal ensemble. They were founded in 1968 and have been going strong ever since, of course, with a varying group of singers. The King's Singers consist of two countertenors, a tenor, a bass, and two baritones. So it's all male, and there's one, two, three, four, six singers. So this is The Rose by the King's Singers.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is
lies the sea.
That was The Rose by the King's Singers. And now for quite a change of pace. I ended last week's show with just a portion of the following song, and now you're going to get the whole song. It's called Mountain Dew by the Stanley Brothers, a wonderful bluegrass, old-timey harmony. And as I said, I think this particular song is kind of a clown of country music. This is Mountain Dew.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew by the Stanley Brothers. The next song is Small Town by John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp wrote this song and performs it with his soul. He grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, which is not far from Columbus, where I lived for 5 years. And Bloomington is not that small a town, but it's not a big town. Anyway, this tells the story of growing up in a small town and what it's like to be there. John Mellencamp.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Probably die in a small town, or the small communities. And all my friends, it's a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town, provides little opportunity. Educated in a small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream in that small town, another boring romantic, that's me. But I've seen it all in a small town. Had myself a ball in a small town. Married an L.A. doll and brought her to this small town. Now she's a small town, just like me. Oh, I cannot forget from where it is that I come from. Cannot forget the people who really love me. Well, I can be myself here in this small town. And people let me be just what I want to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was Small Town by John Mellencamp. The next song is Lion Eyes by the Eagles, one of my all-time favorites, probably in the top 10. This song tells a story with some joy and some sadness. So this is Lion Eyes by the Eagles.
Up all in lace and go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
You can't.
Back forever. She goes away and leaves. strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool. Sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be.
You can't.
Just heard Lying Eyes by the Eagles. And next up is the first wombat of the show. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I'm leading a group of friends singing it. And I play this partly just to remember what it's like to have a happy group together who likes to sing together, sing a song they know. Here we are with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where bubbles are like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow,
was Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung by Harry Baia and friends. The next song is Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen. In my mind, Leonard Cohen is a musical genius, and he also is quite good with words, as this song demonstrates. This is a kind of a depressing view of the world, but nonetheless, I like the music, and what he's saying is well said. Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
The next song is Russians, sung by Julia Othmer. Russians, this song was written by Sting in 1985 and came out in his very first album. It was during the Cold War, so it was dealing with the mutually assured destruction theory that was prominent at that time. We're sort of entering back into that phase now with Putin doing the things he's doing. So this song, The Russians, is relevant again. Here it is, The Russians, sung by Julia Othmer.
There's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. It would be such an ignorant thing to do if the Russians love their children too. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? There is no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. Believe me when I say it to you, I hope the Russians love their children too.
Just heard The Russians by Julia Othmer. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you things I think are extra special and occasionally put something odd in, like tonight I put in a recording of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that I had made. And it's now time to move on, and the next song is What's Love Got to Do with It? And this version is not by Tina Turner, although hers is remarkably wonderful. But I've learned not to judge covers as whether they're as good as or not as good as the original. I judge them as whether I like them on their own. And I do indeed like this version of the What's Love Got to Do With It. The band's name is Walk Off the Earth, which I think is a great name. And I think the lead singer is Sarah Blackwood. And if you get a chance to go to YouTube, look for the video of What's Love Got to Do With It by Walk Off the Earth. I've never seen a happier band. Here's is What's Love Got to Do With It.
You must understand, though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical. Everyone, and shout outs to Tina Turner for this killer classic. Stream this song anywhere you stream music and add it to your fave playlist. A huge thank you to all of our patrons for helping us create this video. If you'd like to learn more about our Patreon campaign, follow the link in the description below. See you soon. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe with notifications.
That was What's Love Got to Do With It, performed by the band Walk Off the Earth. The next song is strange enough to almost be a full-blown wombat, but it's professional recorded and, you know, real stuff. This is the Pink Panther theme, and it's played by a double bass quintet. These apparently are Boo Paradic students, and they recorded this version of the Pink Panther theme. So they're all playing double bass. There are five double basses in this song, and it creates a different ambience than any other music I've ever heard. So this is the Pink Panther theme. That was the Pink Panther theme, performed by a double bass quintet, Boo Paradix students. The next song is Dance Upon This Earth by the Byrne Sisters. And if I were going to suggest a good philosophy for life, this is it, at least for me.
I'm gonna find joy in all this madness. I have always been a dreamer since I was a little girl. Someone's always trying to change me. Well, that can't happen now. I'll do what I please, yeah.
You just heard Dance Upon This Earth by the Byrne Sisters. Next up is Swing Low Sweet Chariot, a wonderful song to sing. This group performing is called the Gospel Convicts. They sing a cappella, no instruments, and there are three men and two women singers, all of them obviously very talented. And beautiful tight harmony on Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Well, I looked over Jordan, oh, did I see coming for to carry me home. I saw a
Sweet Chariot by the Gospel Convicts. Well, here comes the second wombat of the show. This is my wife, Phyllis Hale, singing Summertime. We are at a Swannanoa music conference, and Phyllis volunteered to sing one night in the concert for volunteers and got two of the good musicians in the camp to accompany her. So she got a pretty good reaction from the audience, as you'll hear. And I'm going to leave in the recording of Phyllis introducing herself because it kind of sets the scene and gets the mood reset right. So this is Phyllis Hale with Summertime.
Please welcome Phyllis Hale. thank you so much. This is a simple little song, and it will be familiar to all of you. It's a song that I used to sing to my children after reading a story at night and trying to get them to fall asleep, to relax and fall asleep. And it was about 6 years ago that my sweetheart, my husband Harry, said to me, "Yes, Phyllis, you can sing." And so I never really thought that I could sing before, but he and I now sing duets together, so I really am, as Julie says, jumping off a cliff tonight and trying a solo, so.
Phyllis Hale singing Summertime. The next song is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash, and I particularly like the way the banjo contributes to this song. Any Old Wind That Blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay. along with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
That was Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. The next song is One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias. And I love the story. Usually you hear about guys being cads. You know, they pick up girls and just hang on to them for a while and then leave them behind. Don't, without a second thought. Well, in this case, Enrique Iglesias, the singer, he's the one being left behind. Now you can hear the story, One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias.
Let me tell you. baby, like a blind man, I rushed in. Now do I have the right to ask you, will you be coming back again?
Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to end the show, and I want you to join me in doing that. So, here's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.